بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atad, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi is the guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the world of Barzakh. There are so many doubts and questions regarding the interval between this world and the hereafter called as Barzakh. What is this world exactly? What is this place exactly? And do we have any Quranic reference or in the Rivayat and Ahadith giving us some details about this type of world?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In Arabic language, the word Barzakh means barrier between two things. And technically, it is referring to the world between this world and the hereafter. From the time that a person passes away, he or she enters the world of Barzakh till the day of judgment that all the people are resurrected. The word Barzakh has been mentioned in the Quran in three occasions, but only one of them is referring to this technical term. In other occasions, they are referring to the literal meaning of the word of Barzakh. Now, so we have one verse in the Noble Book of Quran referring directly to this world. In chapter Mu'minun, verse 99, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم حتى إذا جاء أحدهم الموت قال رب ارجعون. When death comes to one of them, he says, my Lord, take me back. لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت, that I may act righteously in what I have left behind. كلا إنها كلمة هو قائلها. By no means, these are mere words that he says. ومن ورائهم برزخ إلى يوم يبعثون. And before them is a barrier, or the world of Barzakh, until the day that they will be resurrected. So very explicitly, this verse is talking about the fact that there is an intermediary world between this world that we are living in and the world of Barzakh, and that is what we call it, the world of Barzakh. Some people translate it into purgatory, which is not a good translation, because the Christian understanding of purgatory is very much different.
It's a kind of middle world, we can say. Can we say? Kind of
but it's not purgatory. Their understanding of purgatory is different.
That's right. Yeah.
So this is one verse in the Noble Book of Quran. When it comes to the narrations, we have many narrations about this world. Sometimes it is called the world of Barzakh or the world of Qabr or grave, and so on and so forth. For example, in one narration, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, Wallahi atakhawwafu alaykum fil barzakh, addressing his Shia, says that I'm very much afraid about you, I'm very much concerned about you regarding the world of Barzakh. Or in another narration, the Imam was asked about the world of Barzakh. He said, Al Qabr mundu hayna mawtihi ila yawm al qiyama. Barzakh is referring to your grave, I mean the world of the grave, from the time that you pass away till the day of judgment. And there are some other names for this world. For example, it is called Al-Qiyamatu Sughra, the lesser day of judgment, or the minor day of judgment, or the minor resurrection. And that is because of the fact that according to some narrations, at least some people are rewarded in the world of Barzakh and some people are punished based on their actions. And also it is called the world of Mithal. And the reason that it is called Mithal is, this technical term is in answer to the question that are we going to live in the world of Barzakh, in a physical form or in a spiritual form? Mm-hmm. The understanding of the famous answer of the Shia scholars to this question is that something in between, and they call it a mithali body. A mithali body is referring to, a body which looks like the physical one, but it's not physical. Somehow we can compare it to what we see in our dreams, but with slight differences. So the point is that when we pass away, our soul, according to, famous understanding, our soul has a body which is not physical, but it looks like the physical body of us in this world.
Okay.
Now, there are some points about the world of Barzakh, for example, when the people are put in the grave or they, pass away. One of the main points of the world of Barzakh in the first stage is what we call it su'al, or the question in the grave. And according to many narrations, both in Shia and Sunni sources, all the people, without exception, are asked about their beliefs and their deeds in this world, in the world of Barzakh, when they are put in the grave. The next point is about reward and punishment in the grave. Now, some verses of the Quran, according to some scholars, they refer to the fact that right from the time that you are put in the grave, you may be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or you may be punished. It is been mentioned in the Noble Book of Quran regarding some believers that peace be upon you. The angels, when they take the soul of some of the believers, they say that they give them glad tidings that peace be upon you, and now you are going to enter the heaven. We know that it's not the eternal heaven. So according to some scholars, it is referring to that smaller heaven in the grave. And for Pharaoh, for example, we have a verse referring to the fact that right from the time that he passes away, he is punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is not the day of judgment. So they said that it is referring to his punishment in the world of Barzakh, or in his grave.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
But can we say that the world of Barzakh is an outer world where the soul enters, or no, it is the Barzakh of your soul? You are in fact going down to your soul, because when you pass away, the soul is separated from your body. So now, is this soul entering a new world, or no? We can say you are entering your soul, the world of your internal. The Barzakh of your amal is with yourself. Now you can enter it, or no? You are entering a separate world.
The point is that, as I mentioned, we are talking about the mithali world.
Mm-hmm.
It is different from this world, but it is not the world of the hereafter. Okay, of course, we are not talking about physical world. Spiritually speaking, it is a separate world from this world. But does it mean that necessarily speaking, physically speaking, it is outside this world? Not necessarily. So the soul joins a mithali body, which looks like the physical body, but it doesn't have any physical feature.
Okay.
And then they continue to be in this world until the day that all the people are resurrected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, there are some discussions about the world of Barzakh. Are all people punished or rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the grave, according to some scholars, it's not for all the people. The reward is for some people, the punishment is for some people, and some people just pass the world of Barzakh as if they are asleep. But the other viewpoint is that no, the punishment and reward is for all the people. The next point is that sometimes some good people are punished in the world of Barzakh for some of the sins of these people to be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that on the Day of Judgment, they have no remaining sins. Now imagine you are a mu'min, you are a believer, but unfortunately you have committed some sins. So some sins can be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through your difficulties, your problems. For example, you become sick, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives some of your sins. At the time of death, we have the concept of sakaratul maut. Some people have a very difficult time when they are going to pass away. So if you are a believer, some of your sins may be forgiven because of this difficult time. If it's still some remaining sins, it is possible for you to be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the world of Barzakh so that the remaining sins are forgiven. And finally, if still there are some sins for a believer, we believe in the concept of shafa'a, intercession, on the Day of Judgment for the people who are worthy of it. Still, if they are not worthy of shafa'a, some believers may go to the hellfire for some time based on their bad deeds, and then they will be purified and will go to the heaven. So my point is that the punishment in the world of Barzakh is not necessarily for the disbelievers, for bad doers. Sometimes you are a believer, but you have committed so many sins, so you may be punished in the world of Barzakh for...
And the Barzakh, we cannot grow spiritually, no? Is it possible for us, for example, to grow spiritually if you are a good person or not?
There is a discussion about the spiritual growth in the world of Barzakh. When it comes to the Day of Judgment, for sure there is no growth anymore. But when it comes to the world of Barzakh, according to many scholars, there is a possibility, but based on this explanation. We know that when we pass away, we cannot continue any good action. The verse that I recited referred to the fact that the man who is going to pass away, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, please return me to this life, لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا, so that I may do some righteous actions. And Allah says that, كَلَّا, no, it will not happen. But the point is that sometimes you do some actions and the positive points of that action continue even after your death. So for example, you have built a mosque, you have built some hospitals, schools, so you have paid some money in charity. But when you pass away, still they are going to serve the people. So as long as they are going to serve the people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward you. So your good deeds are increased even when you are in the world of Barzakh. And according to some scholars, it is considered as a spiritual growth. And or for example, if you have trained good children, the good deeds that your children do, it will also increase your reward as well. And on the other hand, if you, we call it sunnah, if you put a tradition among the people, which is a good tradition, people continue to do that, okay? Still, you will be rewarded even after your death. On the other hand, if you bring a negative tradition among the people, if you do something that people continue to do that, and that is an evil action, if you train very bad, kids and children, and they do evil deeds because of your bad training, you will increase in your negative deeds. So based on this explanation, in the world of Barzakh, we may continue to receive more rewards or more punishment based on the continued effects of our deeds in this world. That's both right. Positive one and negative ones.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding the world of Barzakh, the qualities and the main attributes of this world. Those were kind of you. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min labani Ali wa Hussein wa Hassan. لعلي وحسين وحسن لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن